Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie, because irishtaxrebates.ie are actually helping a lot of our listeners to get money, nearly for nothing. If you've paid any tax in the last 4 years, there's every probability that revenue has some money that you are entitled to claim back. And that's where irishtaxrebates.ie come into the picture. All you have to do is visit their website, irishtaxrebates.ie, and fill out their application form. They do all the hard work for you. And then if you are due a rebate, which, by the way, the average person is due €1,092. €1,092. So if you get a tax rebate, they will charge you just 10% plus VAT. 10% plus VAT is all they will charge. And a lot of our listeners have been in touch with us about succeeding in getting tax rebates themselves.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I listen to your podcast every single day, and I heard you're their sponsors, Irish Tax Rebate, so I decided to give it a go because I haven't claimed tax back, and I applied 10 days ago, and this morning I got my refund of €2,100, which was a big surprise. He says, "Happy Christmas to me."
If you would like to find out if you're due a tax rebate, visit irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their questionnaire, and fingers crossed, you will get a few bob in your bank account before Christmas. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got this message earlier on today, and I want to read it to you. And it says the following. I would love you to talk about this because I love your podcast. It's about fellas and how they react when they find out that I watch porn. I'm always honest about it when I date a fella. I've no problem telling my mates either, but they all think it's weird. And it seems to put people off dates who say shit like, porn is just for men. It is not the 1980s. I enjoy watching it, so why am I judged? Can you talk about this on the podcast and find out why men are intimidated and even put off by us women who love watching porn? And that's from a lady called Kira Jane, which is a name I've never heard before, but it's a nice mixture of names. Kira Jane, thank you very much indeed for getting in contact with us.
I'm going to do something that I've never done on this podcast. We've been doing this podcast for 3 years. And
nearly four.
Yeah. Nearly 4 years. And I'm going to do something that I've never, ever done on a topic.
Which is?
I'm not going to give you my opinion just yet.
Right.
And I'll explain
but
why.
But your opinion matters, Jeremy.
No, it doesn't. Your opinion. You listen to the podcast. Your opinions matter. I tell you, I was going to give my opinion, and then I saw a message from Trevor, sexist Trevor.
Yeah, and sexist Trevor said,
well, what he's saying, there's probably no need for me to say what I was going to say. Okay, basically, I don't want to be seen as the villain today. I'm sick of being the villain.
Do you have an opinion on this?
I have a very strong opinion about it.
Oh, do you?
A very strong opinion. Let's just preface the conversation by saying my wife wouldn't be a fan of the porn. And that's the way I likes it.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's all I have to say on the matter. Because why do I have to say any more? Because I don't want to be the villain. I'll listen to what Trevor has to say, first of all.
Okay.
And then I'll get back to you. I just don't want to sit here and people just screaming at me.
Okay. Anyway, Kira Jane is annoyed that she is judged, at least she says she is judged by men.
By the way, I've no doubt there were people in the comments earlier on going on about, that's ridiculous, that's ridiculous. I think if men are being completely honest, if you're being complete, you were all like, Oh, they were all sending Amanda messages asking Amanda to get your woman Kira Jane's phone number. Like, I get that you're all trying to be bravado, lads, but I think deep down, you don't actually want a woman who is into porn. Deep down, you actually don't. Because deep down, men say they want, you know, women who are into porn and into this and into that. But deep down, the majority of men don't actually want that type of woman. That's my belief.
What type of woman? That type of woman. No, a woman who likes to watch a bit of porn.
That's very...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hello? Oh, it's the 1980s on the phone for you.
Oh, tell him I said hello. Tell him I said that. It's been a while.
It's the 1980s.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Do you want to give your opinion back to the decade?
I'm talking about all men. Men go on. Men say they want something, but they actually don't. And I think a lot of men, if they arrived home early today and they walked into the house and she was sitting there playing with herself while watching porn, I don't know if men would be as happy as we think they would. That's all I'm saying.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Basically, this lady is pissed off that she is constantly judged for liking porn, basically. Let's kick off with this WhatsApp voice note from Jess.
I didn't realise it was the 1980s. I didn't realise it was even the 60s or 70s. I didn't realise women weren't allowed to watch porn. But, you know, like, when there's nothing on the telly on a Saturday night, you may as well stick on a bit of adult entertainment, water your flower, flick your bean, because it's better than half the shite that's on Netflix and the telly and Disney Plus and everything, so you may as well. I'm surprised men would be judging her for it. You think they'd be up for it? Sounds like a nice romantic activity for two people to do. Nah, Kira Jane, there's nothing to be, you know, ashamed of. It's the lads that are your dating that are the problem.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
That's the starty bias.
Well, Trevor, Kira Jane is the lady who contacted us. She is fed up being judged for being open enough and honest enough to admit that she likes pornography.
Now, I saw some of the messages you sent us on WhatsApp, and I was delighted because it kind of gets me off the hook, because you're saying...
I just want to read between the lines here. It gets you off the hook because you actually agree with everything he's saying.
No, I'm just saying what you're...
Welcome to the club, Jeremy.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying...
You just said it gets you about to be hanged.
Okay, well, let's just hear what Trevor has to say. Go on, Trevor. What's your view on women that watch pornography?
Well, it's not for women, first of all. And I call bullshit on what she's saying, Adrian, because I only believe about probably... 1% of women in this country watch it, maybe, if that. And I'm sure you'll get loads of women on the show today with the big boy bravado. I watch it all the time. It's great. It's brilliantly. Jess's little voice note there. Ah, God bless her. But no, it's not really for women, you know what I mean? Never really was, ever.
Says who?
The industry.
What do you mean, the industry? Half the people, you're going to tell me a girl's going to sit there and watch
another girl getting cream pied and going, oh yeah.
Sorry, and that was the point I was going to make, Trevor, and you're actually spot on. Most porn is geared towards... It's aimed at men, it is. And most porn that you see, the woman is being degraded. No, I don't mean... I'm not a prude. I don't give a shit. If there's five men coming on her face, let it be. But I'm saying...
Only five?
No, but I'm saying I don't think most women...
She ended up looking like a painter's radar.
Yeah, but I don't think most women would get off on that, on seeing a woman...
How do you know?
The woman is never...
You're not a woman.
Women are never pleasured in porn. It's always about...
Jeremy, come on. Or Adrian, come on, man. Yeah. They're not going to be sitting there going, oh, yeah, she's being splattered worse than a bleeding Picasso.
And in fairness,
they're going to go, oh, yeah, I'm going to pick the bean away here.
Hang on. We have moved on in terms of people's attitudes. And to say something like, it's not for women, is absolutely pathetic.
What he said it's not geared for women. It's not.
It's not geared for women. It never has been, never will be.
Then I'll rephrase the question. What is your opinion of a woman like Kira Jane who loves watching pornography?
I wouldn't be interested in her, to be honest, because at the end of the day, she's going to that instead of me for pleasure, then I wouldn't be bothering with her.
Really?
No point.
It's jealousy, is it?
No, it's just like, what's the point in going for a board like that if she's going to be up there?
You can turn that on its head and say, what's the point in a woman going for a man who likes to watch porn?
Men are more animalistic and we're more virile and we have more higher sex sex drive, so that's why we watch it. So, you know,
and you're right,
we can't keep up with us, you know what I mean? That's what we have to do.
And it's been proven as well, Trevor. I'm not coming across as sexist here, by the way. It's been proven.
Well, I've been to the club.
It's been no, I'm not a member of the sexist club, but it's also been proven. That men are more visual, Adrian, and men, like, it often says, like, a woman doesn't have to see a man in sexy clothes to get turned on. If a woman comes into the bedroom, no matter how unhorny a man is, if a woman walks into the bedroom in a pair of knickers, the little soldier is going to stand up, because men are visual species. And
Jeremy, if a woman walks into the bedroom in a leading black bag, hair hanging off her head, in bits, ragged looking, half her face, don't make it like makeup, like Two-Face or Batman, you're still going to get a showbie and go,
Jesus Christ.
So again, you would not be interested in a woman who likes to watch pornography, who
if she's going to watch porn, flick the bean and then turn around and go, I don't have a headache, love, then no, she's not worth it. If she's going to flick the bean and then say, yeah, let's go say this for an hour session, then yeah, I mean, she might be worth a go, but if she's not going to do that, then no, she's not worth it.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Lola. Hello, Lola. Hello.
Hey, it's Lola. How are you?
You're not watching porn at the moment, are you?
Pardon? No, I'm actually giving out because my mother came into my house and she just ruined my stairs and my good stuff. Okay. So, no, it's actually, to be honest, with what everyone has their own entitlement to their opinion. So for a woman and a man, if that's what they're interested in, it doesn't make a difference. You know, if a woman's not interested in that, fair enough, why would she get with a man? If a man's not interested in that, why would she get with a woman? You know, it's really like, I'm overwhelmed. Some mother just walked into my house and I put all my stuff on, like I was doing stuff because it's wet outside, we have a leak in the house. And I'm overwhelmed right now. And
I'm talking about sticking to the topic.
You know, no, it's not really. It's actually not really, but I'm just saying this is how it is.
Sorry, were you watching porn when your mother came in?
No, because she basically ruined my staircase for the washing that I've all organised to go down.
Hello, relax, that's my thing.
So I'm just saying to you though, if you don't want someone, you don't go near someone who isn't into what you want. I'm very organized in my head.
We
can say porn.
I know.
She.
I told her. That's
why
I'm around. Mom,
please
don't listen to this.
So hang on. Let me get this.
I'm trying to say hi to her.
No. So hang on. Your mother.
Trying to say hello to
mommy on the phone. We'll ask her.
You won't, Trevor.
Put mommy on the phone. Come on.
She's running down the stairs. I'm like, you just leave my washing clothes.
Hang on. Jesus Christ, what's happened? Lola,
what's where?
Would I be right in saying, Lola, that you can't say the word porn because your mother's beside you now and you want to talk about porn?
No, I can say porn. I'll give you a story. My dad went away on business when I was younger, Here's a really good one for you. This is going to shock everyone, okay? So my dad went on business to America and I used to retain my parents' wardrobe. And we had one of those, you know, the built-in ones, and my dad's suitcase came home, and I opened a suitcase with porn magazines, okay? And I thought stuff I'd never seen in my whole life when I was 4, 5. And I had to go and sit down with my mom and dad and have a family meeting. My mother's standing here.
That was probably the most awkward
family meeting ever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I dragged down. Mom's here standing. I said, Mom, do you want to be late for you?
Is she happy with you telling that story? I would imagine.
I don't care.
I'd imagine that was a story that was probably supposed to be
brilliant.
Okay, I want
to. Well, I'm sorry. No, I'll continue because I have to go. But I have to tell you, it was so funny. It'll give you all a good laugh. So I went up and I was hiding the wardrobe and I found this magazine. I bring it down to Mummy. And I was like, Mummy, look what I found.
Oh, my God.
And I saw stuff and I was like, 5, 4 or 5. That's a. So next thing, go down to Tom Meaney. I said, Daddy was away on business and somebody stepped something into his suitcase.
Well, in fairness, that's the excuse I would use as well if I was Daddy.
Can I ask?
For Mommy and Daddy, I say this to Brent. I told stuff I've never seen before.
Can I ask you, you shouldn't have seen that at that age. Can I ask you a question? Is Mummy, do you still call her Mummy?
Well, no, I don't. No, I actually, no. I don't.
Of don't give her name. Don't give her name.
No. I think it's hilarious. I actually think it's a funny story.
Hang on, I have to get the answer before this. Yeah. Do you watch porn? Yes or no?
No, I don't. I actually don't. And to be honest, but I think everyone, like some relationships, do like watch porn.
Okay, does Mr. Lola, as in your husband, does he watch porn?
No, we don't watch. No, we make our own porn ourselves.
Oh, you make your own porn.
We know okay, by ourselves, not on video.
Sorry, okay, no. So poor Trevor's at the phone off his chair. Trevor, they make their own porn.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't watch it at all, Jeremy. He's a good boy.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'd say
can I
ask you a question?
Yeah, go for it.
When he goes to the toilet, does he bring his phone with him?
Oh, here, Trevor.
Is he gone for an extra few minutes?
Oh, my God.
Is he what?
So I'm telling you now, he's in there baiting the bishop.
Sorry, Trevor, or sorry, Lola, he's suggesting that when your husband goes to the toilet, he's whacking one out while he's going.
Or two or three,
no,
Jeremy.
We have a very good love life. We don't use porn.
Yeah, that doesn't matter, love. It's like he could want it more than what you think.
Well, you see, the thing about it is, if he wants porn and I wanted that, then that's fair enough. That's a mutual agreement. We don't need it.
Okay, let me ask you then. Your view. You said you don't watch porn. Do you have an issue at all with other women who do like to watch porn?
No, I don't have an issue, provided that it's consensual, that their partner likes and is appreciative, that's their thing. What they've agreed on. That's fine.
Can I just say to you before you go, Lola? I hope your staircase is okay. I've no idea what happened, by the way. No. The staircase.
Well,
I've no idea. What happened with the staircase?
None whatsoever.
I'm trying to work out what happened. Did the mother come in and wreck the staircase? I don't know.
I'm as confused. You can rewind the podcast and listen to it again and see can you make any head nor tail of it, but I can't make any head nor tail of it.
Can someone please work out what happened with the staircase?
Okay, but that's not the conversation. The conversation today is about pornography and women watching pornography, and Ciara Jane is sick and tired of being judged because she likes to watch pornography. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. You can send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626.
I think that there's a stigma that women don't like, or they can't or don't like it, but if you look at it like 50 Shades of Grey and, you know, like intimate books, the majority of the people that would read them would be women, and yeah, that's fantasy just like porn is, so like it's not that big a deal if women like porn, is it?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Leah, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Leah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Leah. Ciara Jane is the lady who contacted us. She has a pain in her face at being judged, not just by men, but also by her female friends, for liking pornography. What did you want to say on this?
They'd all want to get over it. Like, it's porn. Get over it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, no, it's porn. Calm down.
But a lot of people will argue that, and in fact we've had some men, like Trevor here, saying, no, women shouldn't, it's made for men, women shouldn't be watching it.
I disagree. I think if he doesn't want a woman like that, or if it's the case that she's watching it and flicking her bean and saying no, she doesn't want him, he's the problem. She doesn't want him. She's going to fucking do her own thing. It's quicker and easier and we actually finish. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's fair enough.
But would you...
actually get the job done.
No, but I was saying earlier, the most porn is geared towards men because it usually involves...
Jesus Christ.
Oh, stay there. Calm down there, Trevor. It usually involves the woman being subservient to the man and, you know, as I was saying...
Yeah, but and that's the thing, right? So women are so... The majority of women... we're so masculine in our normal life that absolutely we would fantasize about being submissive. Do you know what I mean? So it is something that we want to watch, absolutely, because it's something that women crave. We crave a man that's actually decent enough, that's actually eligible enough, that we will hand over our submissiveness to.
So there, Trevor.
Trevor has not a clue.
Can I ask her a question, lads? Are you in a relationship, love?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Okay, do you realise you just shot yourself, you shot your fella's Mickey off? You just said,
absolutely not.
Hang on, no, you just said the pawn gets it done for you. You realise those words just left your mouth?
I said over the majority of men, Trevor, a man who has never brought a woman to the finishing line in her life.
But you said you. I hope your fella doesn't
listen to this. For the majority of the time, yes, absolutely. It depends on who you're sleeping with.
The pawn gets you there the majority of the time, your fella doesn't. Wow.
I never said mine. I said fellas, men in general. And that's the thing. You can't take criticism at all.
Leah, do you believe that somebody like Trevor here, the only reason he'd have a problem with a woman in his life watching pornography is because it makes him feel
inadequate? Yes, absolutely. Don't even finish the sentence. He's immediately immaculate. I guarantee you, I have seen bigger sticky outy belly buttons, babe. All right? Go home, Trevor.
Listen, love, just because you've got a wizard sleeve, we're not going to start slagging each other off, okay?
But you know what's funny, right? Because you are that unintelligent, you don't realise that that's actually a muscle. It cannot go like that. Women's anatomy is hilarious, Trevor. Hilarious.
And I realise that when women have babies, it goes back to the way it was. I'm fucking well aware that I'm in a relationship, and you know what? I've never had
I actually feel sorry for her. I guarantee you, I've never had anyone shoot a fella like you just did yourself, love. Yeah, both at home flicking their brain, thinking about someone else. Hate
okay,
that.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you, Leah. Kira Jane said that frequently she has had men with an issue with her watching porn. Even her female friends.
Get better friends.
The point
that's
being,
just judgmental. Come here, I tell you, my girlfriend and not. Trev, shut your pie hole. We all have to listen to you, okay?
Yeah, I know, but you don't need to have. Listen, if that's the noise you make, I don't want to know about that.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Adrian and Jeremy.
Okay, cool.
Is that the sound you make when you're sucking cock, Trev?
Probably knows your fella makes him happier, but go on anyway.
I have to say,
yours at home flicking her bean to someone else. Calm down.
Sitting right next to me, love, laughing at you.
Oh, Leah, that's the funniest, that's the funniest I've ever heard. Is that the sound you make? In certain fairness, Trevor, she's schooling you to bits. Back to school for you, Trevor.
Can I ask you, Leah?
Come here. I can school him to finish a woman too. Like, Trevor, if you're really interested in learning, I'll teach you.
Do you think Trevor would be able for you, Leah?
100% no. Absolutely not. He wouldn't even make it to the door. I'd laugh in his face. You can see. You know what I mean? You know that miserable man that sits in his man's box room for years because he's never touched a woman. You know one of them? Like, you can see it radiating on.
Oh, God bless you, love. You have no idea. Jesus Christ.
Leah, can I ask you, this is a difficult question, what percentage of women do you reckon watch porn?
At
least 80%, and not all of them would admit it.
At least 80%, and not all of them will admit it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that high. I wouldn't think it's that high.
No.
Come here, we're a lot freakier than you think.
No,
we think about things because you don't fulfill it for us.
Oh, gee, don't be aiming that at me. That's aiming at Trevor. No, but Leah.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm aiming at men in general.
Leah, you've been on before, and I love the fact. The one thing I love about you, well, I love lots of things about you, but one of the things I love about you is that you are very freaky in the bedroom from the stuff you say.
I am.
And you're into a lot of stuff that probably. Trevor plays the. He says he plays the game, but he wouldn't know how to play the game. But does
Jeremy? Can I ask her a question? Is this the girl that's a swinger?
Is she a swinger?
Yeah, you remember me, babe.
Oh, jeez. Were you involved in that?
Trevor? Jeremy, hang on. Before he starts throwing accusations, right? No wonder she's a fucking swinger and she's putting a fella down so much. She has to sleep with so many men to actually get the big off. There you go.
I go to the clubs for the women, not the men, babe.
No, I'm fairly.
I go for the other women. It's much more accessible, right? Now, I sound like a fucking pervert, right? But it's actually much more accessible to find other women to sleep with who are going to the same club. Other than that, you're out, you're somewhere normal, you're looking at her, I'm like, is she? No, but do you know what I mean? At least you know there, 90% of the women are downplay, like.
But Leah, the point I was trying to make is from talking to you in the past on the show, you are into some freaky. No, I don't mean freaky is probably the wrong word, but you.
No, 100%. Yeah.
But there's nothing taboo for you when it comes to the bedroom. So you would be, not a lot of women would be into the same. Didn't you peg a man before?
Yeah, and sent a video to his. Yeah, I did.
Now there wouldn't be many. Shut up, Trevor. There wouldn't be many like Trevor.
Not a fucking hope in hell.
Did you know that's why he's laughing? That's the porn he watches. He's only dying
to
peg.
Not a fucking hope in hell. I'm not biting on the detail. Was she's back there looping up? Fuck that. Jesus Christ. Now, and you know what, love? Fair play to him with doing it, but Jesus Christ, that man. Oh, you dirty bastard.
The point I'm trying to make, Trevor, is that, or to Leah, is that, Leah, you would be very, you would be the exception rather than the rule. I can't imagine, out of all the women listening to this podcast right now, I can't imagine many of them would peg their man.
No, and a lot of them wouldn't, 100% they wouldn't. And that's fair, that's fine. It's whatever you're into. I'm not going to judge. Do you know what I mean? But I think judging other people shows how inadequate you are. Like, I won't judge anyone on anything. Like, why should I? It's nothing to do with them. It's none of their business. If I watch porn, what is that to do with you? Why should you have an opinion on what I watch?
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, about 80% of women watch pornography.
Absolutely.
A huge percentage of them probably don't admit it, like Keira Jane does. But you believe that, well, put it this way, any of the female friends that you might have in your world, do you think all of them are watching porn?
No, and it's funny, I don't, right? Let's say I have two very, very close girlfriends, right? One of them I know would, and one of them I know definitely wouldn't. Do you know the way? It's just not her thing. She doesn't have toys. She doesn't have, whereas the other one would have toys, whereas I'm the very opposite of the scale. Like, I have everything under the sun.
Okay, so you've one friend that would be one extreme, would not be into any porn at all, and another that you think might try it.
We talk about it. Like, girls talk about these things.
And what type of porn? What type of porn are you into? Is it normal, regular, just?
Come here. If I'm not feeling ashamed of myself after I finish, it's not for me. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus.
I watch awful stuff. Like, it's okay.
What do you mean by awful? What's awful?
I can never ask a girl about her search history. Come on now.
No, you don't really. It's a bit perverted.
No, that's worse than asking her age or her weight.
It is. Tell us about the dirty porn you watch. I can hear you.
No, I wasn't asking for nothing.
Filthy, of course. No, but that's what it is. It's fantasy. Do you know what I mean? Like, anyone who's realistically watching porn is doing it for a fantasy.
Yeah, but you're the exception rather than the rule is what I'm saying, Leah. I don't think the majority of women will be into the kind of stuff that you're into. Would you not agree?
No, but absolutely. But doesn't mean they don't watch some form of porn.
I just can't see it.
And come here and I tell you, do you know who are the dirtiest bunch?
Who?
The book readers.
Oh God.
See, girls, I'm telling out for the smoke books, I'm telling you now, they are the, it's always quiet ones. They are the filthiest bunch of people I've ever, ever come across in my entire life.
So women who are in libraries reading books, they're...
I'm not saying just generic books, but your smut readers, they're just disgracefully filthy. I would say disgraceful with the utmost respect for the girls. It's fantastic.
You can argue, why was Fifty Shades of Grey so popular? It started out as a book.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't filthy or anything.
It was filthy.
It wasn't really. I think that was very... That was, I want to say, written from a man's fucking point of view of what they think a BDSM dom sub relationship is. But it's not very real.
Okay, so for you, the dirtier and the weirder, the better, but you...
Absolutely.
Okay, but you accept that not all women would be into that.
Yeah, but I'm sure not all men watch it either.
No, yeah, you agree with you. I agree. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Sarah. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Sarah. What did you want to say on this?
I just want to say, first off, Leah, I commend you for being so open and honest about your sex life. I think you're brilliant. I do. I think you're brilliant. Porn, I don't see the big issue with it. It's 2024. What is the big issue if a woman sits down and watches porn?
Mm-hmm.
What's the issue? Why is Trevor up in a snot about women watching porn?
Because they have more fun watching porn than they do with him.
As you said, you can flick yourself off and actually finish yourself off quicker than, I'd say, most men.
Exactly.
So Is he insecure in his relationship, insecure in himself that he can't, he's, that his missus watches porn?
Yeah, because he doesn't get a job done. Do you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, nah.
So
Sarah, as I said at the start, Ciara Jane is the lady who is sick to death of being judged by men because she likes porn. Some of them have said shit like, porn is just for men. What do you say to those Neanderthals?
It's not just for men. It's for everyone. Porn is for everyone. Like, it's not. We're in 2024, lads. It's not 1980 anymore. So what if women watch porn?
No, nobody has a problem with it, but I think if men are being honest with themselves, they do judge women. A lot of men...
Yeah, but why, Jeremy?
Yeah, why?
I don't have the answers, lads. All I'm saying is a lot of men do think that that porn is a male-dominated thing.
But it's not.
If you watch most porn, it involves a man and a woman having sex. So it's it applies equally to both sexes.
Exactly. Yeah? I just think you're all being a bunch of, like, it's, you're all being a bunch of Neanderthals. Like, seriously, lads. Big deal.
It's an old view. A very old view.
I don't think so, lads.
I think so as well, Jeremy. And you said earlier on that you were keeping your opinion to yourself because Trevor was going to represent it.
So
you failed miserably there, didn't you?
Well, the way I saw you schooling Trevor, I'm terrified. Okay, I'll put it this way. I think a lot of men might be intimidated by a woman who's into porn. They might
intimidated.
Be intimidated. That's insecure. That's the man's insecurity.
Intimidation in what way?
That men don't like a woman who's so open and so like Leah's very, very confident.
You sound
girl.
So old fashioned.
But here's the funny thing, right? Because I've hundreds of messages. Men want to. I don't even want to say it, but they do. Like, I'm hounded constantly.
For
it's
what?
Ridiculous.
Hounded for what?
For the ride.
For the what?
For the ride. Like, it's so widely offered, it's so freely available.
That's it.
That you need to do something a little bit more special to get my attention.
So, Sarah, what do you say to Neanderthals like our Jeremy here?
That's not what I'm saying.
These are just so old-fashioned. Get a grip. You all sound so insecure in yourselves that, what, because a woman openly watches porn, you all just sound like insecure people.
Because deep down, I think a lot of men want ladies, and I'm not saying
here, Jesus.
Hang on.
Hello? Sorry. Hello? It's the 1890s on the phone for you. The 1890s.
They didn't have phones then. How are they ringing? No, what I'm saying is...
Seriously, you're Victorian.
No, what's that? A lady on the streets and a freak in the sheets. They want a woman to be quite ladylike, don't they, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and we want men who provide for us and protect us, who don't fucking abuse us, neglect us, beat us. You can't have it both ways, hon.
No, you can't.
Exactly. If you want a housewife, I would give you a housewife, but you better do every single thing that is expected of you in your role.
As in you. So hang on. You would drop a man if he couldn't make you give you the big O.
100%. What is the point?
What is the point?
There's more to life than that.
Well, no, there isn't really.
Not really.
What's it? The whole life is about the big O.
The big O, yeah.
So hang on.
Not really, but you couldn't. How could you share a life with someone that you can't?
So hang
that
on.
Doesn't.
You meet a man.
Do it for your life.
You meet a man, Lee, and he's the nicest man ever. You know he'd be a good father. He goes out and he does the cooking for you and all, and he keeps the house clean. If he couldn't give you the big O, he'd be gone.
If he can't give it to me in some way, yeah.
Jesus. Stay there for a second, Leah. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number.
Men are intimidated by Leah. I'm intimidated by her.
Intimidated for what?
She's a very strong woman.
Oh, she's brilliant.
No, but what would you have to do to please that woman? No, but honestly, what would you have to... Because I guess turning up isn't enough, isn't it?
Absolutely not. Come here, the bar is set in hell for men. You fucking fall over the thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, you do so little for us. Why shouldn't I expect more? Why shouldn't I expect better? You expect me to spoil you and look after you and do all the things that a woman should do for a man? You fucking best believe that man is doing all them things for me, because I'm not doing it with no friend for nothing. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm supposed to care for you. I'm not your fucking man.
Stay there for a second. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Jay.
Afternoon, lads. Jeremy, I'd be delighted if I came home and seen Lorraine sitting on the chair there playing with herself, watching porn. Honestly, I would, mate. Because at least I'd know she was doing fucking something when I was in work all day. Oh, this is going to be a good one, Jeremy. Let's watch you squirm your way out of this one.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm grand. How are you, lads?
Good. Not a bother, thanks. What do you want to say on this?
I just think that like Irish people in general can be like real timid when it comes to like sex and sexual things. Like you don't see like other countries in Europe, they would actually be the total opposite of us. They'd be like way more exploring, you know, they would be into it.
And probably wouldn't even be having a conversation like this.
Well, like the thing is that they'd be able, like I know some people that are French and they would talk about sex with their family over the family table, whereas your granny would be nearly choking on her dinner if you had something like that, or your dad or your mom. It's just, it seems to be real taboo in this country. And like Jeremy's just after kind of like proving it there, like in terms of like, it's kind of like the old Irish man who, you know, is afraid to try something new. It's like
no, John. You know,
I have to say I agree with him. You've come across as so old-fashioned and prudish.
Well, then let me ask you a question, Jonathan, because I'm not a prude. Jesus, I'm the furthest thing from prude. Let me ask you a question, Jonathan. Are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
Would you be happy if your partner joined OnlyFans?
What's that got to do with anything?
It's everything to do, because Jonathan is...
That's not what this conversation is.
It's not. It is.
That's totally off topic.
Yeah, it's completely off topic.
It's because, Jonathan, you're saying, oh, we need to be all open-minded and forget. And I'm saying, if you're that open-minded, Jonathan, why wouldn't you have an issue with your missus?
That's a completely different conversation. Of course
no,
it is.
No, it's not. Why wouldn't you have a problem with her being on OnlyFans? Or would you have a problem?
That's totally different. Like, one is, like, that's like saying, right, okay, I want to watch a movie to being like, okay, right, you want to be an actor and be the main cast. It's totally different. Doesn't make 100%. Sense.
It makes absolutely no sense what he's saying. I don't know what the comparison is. Well, you see, I would be interested to know, Jeremy, how would you feel if you found in search history that your missus had been watching porn? You'd be horrified.
Nah, it depends what it was. It depends what type. Yeah, if it was normal, regular stuff, then that's okay. Anyway, this isn't about my missus. This is about all you going on about being so open-minded and all that, Jonathan. Yeah, you couldn't answer the question.
Because it's irrelevant. No, it's a stupid question.
No, it's not.
It is irrelevant.
Jeremy, it's like saying, how would you feel if you opened up Pornhub and there's your missus in a video?
No, OnlyFans is in Pornhub. They're not...
But Jeremy...
What do you think they're doing on it? Do you think they're doing on it?
Yes, go on, Jonathan.
I'll give you your own like rhetoric back then, right? So, like, at some stage of your life, you've watched porn. So essentially what you're saying now is that you want to be a porn star. Because, if that's what you're saying, like, as in that's your equivalent, you've watched porn, so now you want to be a porn star. Like, that's ridiculous.
So you believe that this attitude that we've heard from people like Trevor and Jeremy, whether you like it or not, you've been extraordinarily old-fashioned on this.
I'm not an old-fashioned
person. But you are. You really are.
And like, as well as that, Adrian, it just proves our point, because Adrian goes to the extreme then, you know. Or sorry, Adrian, it proves our point that what we're saying about Jeremy, because he goes to the extreme of going, right, your missus watching OnlyFans. Yeah. Set up an OnlyFans account. It doesn't make sense.
Don't even say it again. Okay, there's no connection to this. There really is no connection whatsoever to this.
All I was trying to say, lads, was if you're that open-minded, Jonathan, you shouldn't have a problem with
there being a porn star.
No, that's not what an OnlyFans is.
What do you think they're doing on OnlyFans?
It's not a porn star.
What do you think they're doing? How do you think they're making money? Jesus, you're as fucking naive.
I'm not naive. I have friends who have OnlyFans accounts.
So what are they doing on it? Are they waving at people? Hello? No, they're not. They're performing sex acts on the bloody thing. That's how they make their money.
If men were as... The point I'm trying to make, Jonathan, is if men were as open-minded as you're making them out to be, none of us should have a problem with our missus being on OnlyFans.
That is so ridiculously...
Why can you not see
it? It's a ridiculous analogy. Let me go to line two, and on line two... Ali, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Ali.
Hello, friend.
Hello.
When I heard the topic, I just had to call because this is a topic that's very close to my heart and my vagina.
Now, when Amanda told us that you...
I love porn!
Okay. I wasn't sure whether it was that alley when Amanda told us that you were going to come on. You love porn. How many times do you watch it?
I love porn. Sometimes I'll do like a pajama porn day. It's like the equivalent of a duvet day where you just like set up your TV with like to hit back to your phone. And like I just sit there and watch like lesbian porn and rub myself silly all day. It's a hot mess.
Okay, so you really like your pornography.
I love pornography. Sometimes in the morning, the first thing I think about when I wake up is looking at pornographic images, and I'll look at them for a long time. They really turn me on. I love porn.
Okay, I've gathered that out at this stage. And let me ask you then, what do you think of men and other women who have a major issue with women who love porn?
I think that that's really fucked up. There's nothing better. In fact, there's nothing that I would love more. Porn is great, but if they had some way that you could actually watch people having sex, really, that it's not acted, that would be even better. I would love to watch people having sex, but the trick would be that they don't know I'm watching.
A voyeurism, that's what they call that.
Is that a thing? Because I think it would make me really horny.
It is a thing, yeah. Could go with Leah to a swingers club, that's what she does.
Well, no, because I don't want to have sex with other people. I want to sit and watch people having sex, but they don't know I'm watching them having sex.
I don't even, Adrian, over to you, Adrian. Adrian goes,
well, just watch your porn movie. They don't know you're watching.
Well, but with porn, I love porn, but with porn, as you know, it's all acted. I would like to watch something more realistic, which is people having sex, but I like the risk of watching and they don't know I'm watching.
Oh, that's, what's that called?
Voyeurism, I've already said.
Is that what it is?
But if it wasn't against the law,
Jesus Christ.
Right, I got a message in a moment ago. Have a listen to this. I also watch porn. I'm a swinger and I love to dominate. I'm often approached by men in high-powered jobs to dominate them. Butt plugs, chains, the lot.
Ah, lads.
Love a good night out at a club, shagging both men and women.
Jesus, fair play to you and all that, but don't come to my club. Butt plugs. She puts the butt plugs in the man. And why are you saving her number to your phone?
You're the most naive, out-of-touch guy I've ever spoken to.
I would be a bit prudish. I'm sorry, Ali. What's your relationship situation? Like, are you...
I have a lesbian lover.
Yeah?
So are you gay?
I am a lesbian.
Okay, you're gay. And how does she feel about you? Like, just to get it in perspective, how much porn do you watch a week?
I watch it every day, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. Sometimes I'd be sitting eating my vegan spaghetti bolognese and I'm watching porn. It's like on the TV in front of me and I'm just like rubbing and eating my spaghetti. It's radical. It's absolutely very enjoyable.
But the 4 times a day?
Well, you see, I don't have a sack to unload.
I know, but your thing must be worn down to a knob at this stage.
Sometimes it gets sore and sensitive from all the rubbing, but it's worth it.
So you
can rub past the pain.
Okay. You love nothing more than a good porno.
I wanted to start my own OnlyFans account, so we have myself and my lesbian lover. It's only starting to take off, but there's a lot of like licking vaginas and face sitting and sticking things in each other. Oh. So we're still learning. We like cucumbers, they're just the right size.
Oh. Each of their own.
You can't go wrong with a cucumber. And you know what I find about cucumbers is that they last a while. They have good staying power. So you're not paying the price of expensive dildos, but you're still getting the enjoyment.
Do cucumbers not go off?
I really love porn. Yeah. I mean, I love porn.
I've gathered that at this stage.
I'm sorry, did you say that you set up an OnlyFans account or you're thinking of setting one up?
I set one up. I was thinking of it. Well, we set one up, myself and my lesbian lover, who I'm with many years now. She's an amazing lesbian lover. So we set one up and it's taking off only kind of recently. We're still getting there, but it's gothic porn.
Gothic porn?
Yeah, like we dress like, you know, with vampire teeth and we do things when she's on her period and stuff.
Okay. Now I'm drawing the line at that.
Jeez, I drew the line.
You drew the line at any sort of sex.
I drew the line before she even...
It's dirty felt.
No, that's not what I said.
You can't do that.
Now, Jonathan, is that not going a bit far? This woman's addicted to porn.
Yeah, but like, look, that is a bit far, but like, each to their own, like, do you know what I mean? But like, proof in the pudding of like, Irish people being timid about even people being naked. It's like when you go on a holiday and, like, let's say Spain as an example, you see people casually just walking around the place, whereas, like, dipping the nip is done once a year for charity, where Irish people are like, look at me, am I mad? I'm dipping in the nip for charity. Like, we're very...
backward. We are extremely backward with some of our opinions, and we've really heard them today.
To Jonathan, I find that pathetic when people think it's a big deal to dip in the nip and stuff like that. Like, get over yourselves, lads. That's not a big deal.
But that's proof of what I'm saying, Jeremy, is that, like, Irish people we're real timid when it comes to, like, a bit of skin showing off, and it's like, Jesus Christ. Now, don't get me wrong, I think that as both men and women grow up, that, like, you know, dress according to your age or whatever like that, but, like, and, you know, whatever, but yeah, I think it's a bit mad. I think we're just, anything to do with someone being naked or, you know, sex or anything like that, I personally don't think we can't deal with it.
And I agree with you. And unfortunately, we've been hearing a lot of naive people like Jeremy. That's really what you are, naive.
Jeremy, would you be open-minded?
I'm the most open-minded person you're
not.
You can meet.
You're absolutely not.
So you just turned around to Ali there. Well, then, I draw the line, Ali.
I do. When it's...
Have you tried anything?
Hello. I'm not answering that question.
He's prude again. Prude.
Well, you know what's bizarre? Amanda has just told me on my ear that since Ali has been on, we've got about 30 messages on Facebook from people wanting to know your OnlyFans account number, Ali. And I don't know if you want to give it out.
I'd rather get my OnlyFans account more established, because it's really in the very early makings of it. But there will be one thing that I can promise viewers at a later stage, is that I will be eating spaghetti when I'm having my rimlet.
Okay, I'll have to draw the line at that as well.
Now, Jonathan, can we draw the line there? Like,
yeah, I'm never eating spaghetti hoops again, lads.
Sometimes she puts them down there and she just licks them right off.
Hey, Ali, okay, Ali, calm.
Yeah.
Here, you've put Kathy off her dinner. She's she's going to have to make different dinner plans for today.
My friends, who has spaghetti on her?
Oh, my God. Right.
Thank you, guys.
Ali, thank you. Thanks very much. Bye,
Jonathan,
bye,
thank
bye,
you.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Women like porn. Just,
yep.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Now, I don't blush much, but I have to say, I'm blushing now. That's disgusting. That's literally disgusting. I can't believe. And you say, but sorry, what? According to you, men want a woman like that, that speaks that way.
No, she's a lesbian.
That's what you said.
She's a lesbian.
No, it's not about what she wants. You said that men want a woman that talks like that.
What I said was, men aren't turned off by women who watch porn, no matter what you think. They're not.
But men want women that go on about...
No, she's a lesbian. She's not interested in you.
But I'm saying... Oh, can't deal. Can't deal.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
By the way, when this podcast goes up, do not listen to it. Do not listen to this podcast around your friends.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. We'd like to give a big shout out as well to our show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and we'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.